MichaelRoizen.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a really special treat this hour, this half hour. We're going to talk to Dave Andrews. Dave and his co-author, Jack Canfield. Yeah, Jack is the one of the Success Principles and Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Dave Andrews is an acclaimed sobriety coach and speaker, recovered alcoholic, who's been sober for a little over 8 years. He's one of the world's leading experts in helping others recover, reclaim, and reinvent their lives. They wrote a great book together called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, How to Quit or Cut Back Drinking in the Privacy of Your Own Home. Now, normally, I don't say things are great books or spectacular unless I get to read the whole thing. This book is a little too big for me to have read this week. It's 500 pages, but I did get fairly far into it. And reading front to back, it's a chapter a day, and they tell you to set aside 45 minutes to an hour. Takes me a little longer, but they say set aside 45 minutes to an hour to read each chapter and to start to work on it. It's a day-by-day plan for the 30 days. But it is just a wonderful, wonderful book if you have any problem. Dave serves on the board of directors of nonprofit organizations Young People in Recovery, Advocates for Recovery. He's the CEO of 30 Day Solution, LLC. Lives near Colorado, Denver, with his wife and two daughters. But just beforehand, I found out that he, like both Steph Curry and LeBron James, come from around Cleveland. So, welcome, Dave.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's excited to be on your show, and I love obviously hearing so much about you and Cleveland Clinic and growing up in Ohio. It's even more of an honor to be on your show.
Now, tell me about how did you and Jack Canfield? I'm going to play it as though I haven't read any of the book. So, just like our guests, and by the way, you can pre-order the book now. It's on Amazon. It comes out officially, I think, January 19th. So we're really lucky to have Dave early on, because he will be incredibly busy. I promise you, this is a great book. I think it should be. Now, there are only 23.5 million people in recovery, but probably there are 100 million people. So virtually every one of us knows someone with this problem, and this is a great book to read or to give them as a gift or to have them start the new year with. How did you and Jack Canfield get together?
It's a great story, and I just want to say first, I'm humbled by your compliments, and I can't thank you enough. And it's been, you know, kind of my, you know, heart and soul for the last 8 years of work that I've done. So Jack and I met back in 2010, I believe, and I was doing a training conference in Philadelphia, and I shared with him, you know, this idea and this program that I had started creating and doing a lot of research on starting in 2008. And he was passionate about it because he had had so many family members that struggled with addiction and felt there needed to be some other solutions out there that worked. So we met, and I shared with him. He gave me some guidance. We stayed in touch. And over the course of the years, I kept building success stories around the program. It got him really intrigued, and I passionately wanted to take, you know, the first version that, you know, I published back in 2010 and turn into a book where we could really give it to the masses and also even improve upon it more so and take Jack's expertise and knowledge and great experience and take it to a whole other level. And that's, you know, that's what thankfully we've been able to do.
Now, did you in your own recovery go through this process, or how many times did you go through recovery now that you're in it? And did you go through this process, or did you, on going through it, just evolve this to help others?
So it's an interesting story. So I have a somewhat of a typical story where for eight years I knew I had a problem, and I knew there was a real problem with alcohol, and people around me knew it as well, and as much as I'd like to think that they didn't. And I was looking for answers, but the only answers that really seemed to be out there were ones that felt very challenged, feel very unprivate to me, like AA and rehab. And I was always great at two things. I tell people I was great at drinking and I was great at my job. And beyond that, I wasn't great at much else. And eventually what happened is I went to Alcoholics Anonymous. I had to do something at that point. And that was kind of my bottom. And so I went there and did all the work, had two sponsors, went through the steps twice as well, and 8 months sober, and it did help me get sober. And I love AA. I love what it has to offer. I'm not a fan at all of putting down AA like it's been, like some people like to, and because it helped change my life. But what I found is 8 months sober, a good friend of mine or a friend of mine who was also in recovery and ahead of me relapsed, and he took his own life with a shotgun. And he had two kids the same ages as my two daughters, and at the time, and it was a wake-up call. And I knew that that was my future. I knew that's where I was headed if I didn't make some changes, some profound changes. And so because what I'd done hadn't worked, and I'd done everything I was asked to do, and I still knew I was very close to drinking again, and that wouldn't have been good. And so, I was actually listening to Tony Robbins, one of my favorite programs he does from way back when, Personal Power 2, and I asked this question. I'm like, why isn't any of this taught in recovery? And it was an important question, and it sent me down this whole path where I said, I'm going to take everything I've learned over the course of years from people like Jack Canfield and Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, and see if I can put together something that maybe is different and that will help people that need help that aren't willing to go to AA, that's not private and things like that, and that want help in the privacy of their own home. And that's kind of started that whole journey. And so I went through the program myself doing that, and my life changed in phenomenal ways. I mean, it was night and day, the differences I experienced by using what's in this book and program. And then the beautiful thing about it is this was all built through the feedback of people just like, you know, me and probably some of your listeners, which is, you know, I put it out there and I would get feedback and say, you know, what worked, what didn't. And over the course of many, many years and thousands of people and feedback and using their feedback to improve upon it, you know, we now have this in the book, which is the best format it's ever been in. And so I absolutely went through it. It was transformational for me. And even the first three people that ever did the official program are still sober today, are success stories in the book, you know, from 2010. And that was amazing to me at the time. I knew I found something for myself. I wasn't sure at the time, was this going to work for other people? And it was phenomenal, the results I saw. And,
now,
and it made me realize it had to get out
there. Before we go on, I've got some questions which will come up, which were emailed in from people who got our Twitter messages about the show, about you being on the show and this book being on the show, talking about will this work for weight loss. We'll come back and talk about those in the second hour. Well, let's just talk about, why did you say 30 days? How did 30 days happen to come up?
So 30 days, we know with some studies around the brain, and I'm sure you know this as well as anyone, that it's somewhere in that 21 to 28 days you can actually have, you know, your brain can change. If you do work, if you do certain work every day of the you know, every day for 21 to 28 days in a row, you can actually change neural connections and things like that. And so we have found there's a profound impact around the ability to really change how you think in that period of time. We don't say that 30 days you're healed and you go back to, you know, the way you were. That's not realistic. There's also some psychology around getting people to take action and see how easy it actually can be. And one of those is 30 days feels to most people that are really struggling like something they can grasp onto. They can say, okay, I can do this. And it's not too long, and it's not too short where they're like, that's crazy, that's not going to work. And it's very important that when you're working with people that are addicted, that you meet them where they're at. It's also why cutting back, even though a small percentage only can cut back, you know, maybe in the 5% range, it's very important that they understand that is a possibility, and you're not drawing this line in the sand saying that you can never drink again. You can, you know, you have to do this work for the rest of your life, all that, because that's in some ways what we've done as a culture is we've made it very hard. And so that was the reason of the 30 days. There's science behind it, but there's also psychology around helping people take action, because once they do it, I hear time and time again how easy people say, they're like, I can't believe it was that easy. I why didn't I do this years ago? And that's the thing that, you know, gets me really excited and Jack really excited.
Let's talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about the five phases, and then let's tackle that weight loss question. Can you use this for weight loss? Can you use this for breaking other habits in your life that you don't want? And then maybe your view, if we can get that, on the overdose problem that we're now having with heroin or with other drugs other than alcohol and the deaths from those that are occurring, since they're big news in Ohio. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well. We'll be right back.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We want you to take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve. And one of the great books and wonderful authors we get to talk to today is Dave Andrews, the book, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. You want to go to the website, it's T30D.com, the 30day for T30D.com. T30D.com is the website that serves this book, and the author of the book, and it's a wonderful book, is Dave Andrews. Dave, take me through the five phases. I haven't gotten to phase four or five, so I don't know them yet, but I got into phase three already reading it, and so it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Great, yeah, and just to be clear, it's actually 30, not O, so I don't, just in case there's any confusion, so T30.
Yes, three, the number O or zero, correct.
I apologize,
thank you.
I wasn't clear on that. So yeah, there are five phases we take him through, and essentially it's a phased approach to help people through each stage of what we've experienced working with, you know, the thousands of people that have been through the program, and to make sure that we're addressing the needs they have. And it would take a while to explain each phase, but, you know, the first phase is really kind of understanding where you are today, getting clarity around where you want to get to, and the whole, what I would call the pain-pleasure balance, you know, what Freud talks about is the pleasure principle. Everything we do is to either avoid pain or gain pleasure, and when you understand that at a level and you're able to integrate that in your life in a certain way, it gives you incredible power in making change, you know, in overcoming addictive behaviors, which is one of the hardest changes, of course, to make. And then, you know, phase two, we get into more of the emotional and mental blocks. A common thing in phase two people always love talking about is kind of the subconscious beliefs that we have that hold us back that we don't know. One of my favorite stories around that is the study they did where they had French music playing in a store selling wine one day and German music another day. And on the day French music was playing, and they only had French and German wines they were selling. On the day French music was playing, something like 73% of the people bought French wine. On the day German music was playing, 78% bought German wine. Didn't know it. They didn't really recognize it. It wasn't a conscious choice. It's just what was going on around them that affected their decisions. Well, those same things happen in our life every day that hold us back and lead us down addictive behaviors. And, you know, that's one of the things that we work with people on, to help them identify, bring awareness to those, and then change them, because then you can really have some beautiful things to create great change with. Then we go into, you know, more of phase three, which is kind of helping create a strong belief and helping see what your dreams are and how you're holding yourself back. The quality question solution is another one of my favorites. A lot of alcoholics and problem drinkers often find themselves asking what's called presupposition questions. You know, why am I such a loser drunk? Why do I always have to drink? And the problem with those questions are they're already assuming that you are that loser drunk, and then your brain is just simply answering and saying, well, this is because you do this and you do this, and all that's really not good for you. And so that's one of the examples of what we work on in that day to kind of change the way you talk to yourself to change your life. And then phase four gets into really the mind-body connection. So what, you know, you teach, which is amazing. And, you know, I look at this program as what it is for the mental and emotional health and wellness compared to what, you know, you, the owner's manual, is for the physical body. And of course they are intricately tied together, as we both know. And then phase five wraps it all up, gives you a plan for thriving in sobriety in the future. And really what I call we call the new happy hour, your new happy hour that you have in life that you can use to really empower yourself and your dreams and move forward in a really healthy and happy way.
So now the big question is, these five phases seem like they would work for any addiction, whether you took cigarettes or whether you took food or even just the problem of obesity in America, because they really are, at least as far as I've gotten, changing your opinion of yourself so that you can thrive in a step-by-step fashion.
Absolutely. And time and time again, I have had people go through the program. I've had people go through the program three and four times to deal with other bad habits. And so, you know, what we wanted to do is we do want to really expand the brand and address those other issues. Obesity is, you know, certainly something I'm passionate about having an influence in as well, and something I've struggled with in my past. And so the challenge is you know, so what we did is, first of all, we wanted to make sure that we really talked to the audience that my history is based off of, and that some of Jack's family is, which is really the alcoholic problem drinker, excessive drinker type individual. But you know, and then look at branding it out more and getting helping other people. But yes, you could take this same content, same book, exact same book, and you know, get help from any one of many numerous types of addictive behaviors, because it is the exact same principle. The only difference with this book versus one that would, you know, versus turning this onto one with, you know, obesity, is that the content is meant to talk to the alcoholic or problem drinker, and that's where there is a little bit of a disconnect for someone that wants to use it for dealing with their weight. And so,
when you get ready, I'll be glad to collaborate with you on the obesity one, because we have plenty of people we do help and can help with a 30-day, actually it's a 6-month coaching program, but you could certainly turn it into a 30-day coaching program. Now,
I love it. Yeah. Consider it done. I will be in touch, because that's something that I'd love to do and collaborate on. And the combination with coaching, this program with coaching, is some of the most phenomenal progress you can help people make. And you probably have seen the same thing with the work you do.
Now let's take there's a very interesting and probably controversial part in this book, which is, and you alluded to it before. By the way, people can learn more about the book by going to the letter T, 30D. So 3, 0, D as in day, .com. The 30-day stands for the 30-day, but it's just the first initial, T30D.com, and find out more about it. But one of the things that you touch on is, can you go from being a problem drinker to a social drinker? And most people would say no, but you don't give that absolute answer.
Yeah, and it's a very important topic, right? So, the first version of this program, when I first did it, I said absolutely not. And someone brought it up, and I got frustrated about that, and I said, no, you have to quit completely. And then I started talking to my graduates. Once again, this is all feedback driven, and there were people that were successfully, you know, drinking socially again, and they were being honest and sincere, and I had no question, no reason to doubt them, because some of these people I had relationships with. So the reality is for someone to change and for someone to get over an addictive behavior, you have to meet them where they're at. Every alcoholic, every problem drinker is afraid of one thing. The idea of not drinking again for the rest of their life scares them to no end. Same thing with me. I avoided everything because, you know, the idea of not doing that, the idea of never drinking again, meant to me, I was committed to life.
Dave, we're going to have to cut it off then. We've got a heartbreak now. So I want to tell people they've got to find out from the 30-Day Sobriety Solution, a lot of great wisdom and a wonderful book, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, Canfield and Andrews. T30D.com. We'll be right back after these important messages.